Now, in studio this morning, Brian Fratsky, Fratsky Commercial Real Estate. Brian, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Happy, great. What day is it? It's Tuesday.
You've been busy.
You know, the last 12 days, it's been a grind.
Well, you were involved in the sale of the Elk Lake Resort, right?
Yep. I rep the sellers. I'm happy to share that we sold Elk Lake. It took 4 years, 8 months, and 13 days to get her sold. So that was a quick one.
Wow.
Yep. Piece of cake.
Why so long?
At the end of the day, it comes down to the Elk Lake Resort is on Forest Service land. It's owned by the Forest Service. They report to the U.S. Department of Ag. So when you sell that, you're selling a business with the improvements, so the buildings, the marina, but the land is owned by the government. So the government, guess what, Frank? They get to vet the buyer, and they want to make sure that buyer is, you know, perfect. So we had it in escrow 3 times prior. We had 157 signed non-disclosure agreements. So many know that when you send an NDA out, you get about 1 out of 5 sent back. So think about how many we sent out. But while I cannot disclose who the buyer is because I did not represent them, my belief is they are going to do a huge upside to the resort, and it's going to be wonderful for the community. So I could not be more excited.
Well, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, that's been a grind. So we just closed a deal yesterday, and all I can share with you is it's 14 acres of industrial land in Redmond. I have a choke order. I can't share anything other than my own opinion, which is I think this will be wonderful for our community. It'll increase our tax base. It'll create jobs. And after the first 4 months of this year, which candidly have been a grind for us, it is really nice to have some positive news.
But this is undeveloped land, right?
It's undeveloped land.
So how are you going to get power, electricity, water, et cetera?
Have you been studying, Frank? Do you know about power? We'll talk about electricity in a little bit, but let's just say that for the listeners, there's more than one way to heat a building. And you all laugh as a sales guy. I'll hire someone to rub 2 sticks together to warm a building up if that's what it takes to bring jobs to our area. But we'll talk about that in a little bit.
All right. Well, let's get to the four eyes.
All right. So we last spoke on January 20th. That was the day that President Trump was sworn in as the 47th president of the United States. And today of all days, is his 100th day in office. And he's done absolutely nothing. No media, no changes. Look, we all know tariffs. They're on the media. I mean, you can't even go onto a social media account without seeing tariffs. Here's my comment. Consumers run the world in the United States. They buy, they spend. And if you subscribe to the idea that the United States economy is run by spending money, then you have to subscribe to the idea that consumers aren't real confident right now, especially the ones that don't have a lot of money. Remember, the wealthy folks, the older people, the 50, 60-year-olds, they have their house. They have their cars. They don't need to buy baby strollers and skis. So tariffs, well, it's food and fuel. Younger people, ouch. Baby strollers, diapers, skis, new homes, right? So the consumers right now, they're wavering, right? They're going, wow, what's going on? And then they're tending to not spend. The tariffs themselves, you have to look at as it's a tax. Look it up on Google right now. A tariff is a tax imposed by a nation on goods and services being imported into that nation. Now, Congress is required to vote to change our tax laws in North America, in the United States, but not the Trump tariffs. So don't forget, Trump's a sales guy. He's got these tariffs. Everyone's free. He could turn those tariffs off in a day. And I think if he did that, and he could, you see a buying frenzy. So, yeah, the tariffs are in the media. People are concerned. But this isn't like, hey, you know, inventory of new homes went through the roof. Interest rates doubled. You know, that stuff takes years to change. So there's my comment on the tariffs and what's been going on in the country.
Well, what about infrastructure?
All right. So we'll get to infrastructure. I attended the Ready event a couple of weeks ago at the Deschutes County Fairgrounds. That's the Redmond Economic Development Organization.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of speakers. One of the most notable was Pacific Power spoke and said, we're having some challenges supplying new, hear me loud and clear on this, new electrical service to new subscribers in Central Oregon. What do you mean? Well, as I understand it, I'm, you know, the dumbest guy in the room, but The power at the dam, which they buy, is available. But the substations that switch it around our community, so think about in the morning, the residential community uses a lot of electricity for showers and hot water and cooking. But during the day, companies use a lot of it. They're having a hard time switching that power around. And as I understand it, the control gear, the equipment that's in those substations is a little outdated. So you don't just replace those overnight. Well, a new 400 or 500 door apartment complex, it can take a couple kilowatts or a couple megawatts of power, right?
Sure.
An industrial building can do the same. So the power companies, in this case it was Pacific Power, said, yeah, it's very challenging for us to give power to new buildings. That's more concerning to this guy than tariffs. Because if there's no power, try going to a bank and say, hey, Frank, I want to borrow $12 million. And the power company promises me there'll be electricity by the time we build it. Your banker's going to go, he's not going to hand you a sucker or a pen. They're going to go, hey, take a hike. So we're really watching this. It is fixable, but it takes a while. So infrastructure, that's a big deal. The other thing, don't forget, guys, in Bend, system development charges go up again on July 1st, so cost of construction keeps going. God, do I sound negative or what?
No. It's a good thing. Well, I mean, it's the facts.
Okay, well, just the facts. Jumping to interest rates. So commercial lending is down substantially in the United States, and that means lending on commercial developments. But the last thing the lending community wants are increased interest rates, right? The banks, believe it or not, are actually in the business of loaning money. And they need to underwrite that and protect their investment and protect their shareholders. But they're not loaning a lot of money right now. So they don't want the interest rates to go up. Even President Trump is in social media reaching out to Fed Chairman Powell saying, lower the prime rate, lower the prime rate. So he's even begging the guy who really runs the country right now. I don't expect interest rates to go up this year. And maybe they'll go down a little bit. But again, I said it earlier, my concern isn't interest rates right now. My concern is lack of electricity, things like that.
Yeah, and that ties into, you know, everything. If you're going to build a new building, no matter what it is, you got to have power to it.
Well, that's a good segue. So when you talk about inventory, this is going to be kind of a shout out to Redmond as a super big positive. So let's talk Bend. We saw a total of two industrial buildings sold this year in Bend. One to an owner-user over off of Paiute, off of a Reed Market in Centennial. It was not on the market, sold for $244 a foot, and that building was built in 2007, $244 a foot. Another building built in 1994 when I got married in Bend, Oregon, at the Methodist Church down on Bond Street, sold for $224 a foot. That one sold to an investor. I asked the owner, when you built that building 31 years ago, he's like, yeah, it was $40 a foot to build it, all in. Now they're $300 a foot.
Wow.
But that's not a lot of inventory. I mean, that's tiny, tiny inventory. Redmond, one industrial building sold between January 1st and April 28th.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not a lot. So you say, well, why is that? Well, demand's high. Right? If you're hearing about electricity, if you hear about the cost, if you hear how long it takes to build, owner users are calling up current owner users going, Frank, I've seen you had this carpet business in your building for 35 years. You want to sell it? And you and your wife were thinking, yeah, we built it for $80 a foot. We'll sell it for 150. Like, how about we give you 300 a foot? And you're like, huh? So that's what's going on.
Wow.
Industrial leasing. So this is a bit of a negative. So in January, I announced we had 31 move-in ready industrial buildings. That means they actually exist. You and I can go lease them tomorrow. They're not being built. They aren't in some state of litigation. 270,000 feet for lease in Bend Industrial in January. Today, we've got 332,000 feet, 40 buildings. And by the way, I talked to a couple of other commercial brokerages yesterday. We've all been out leasing. Our little firm did 17,000 feet of industrial in the first 3 months and 2 weeks of the year. So it's not like we're just sitting around not inking deals. So we have pretty massive negative absorption in the industrial sector in Bend. Now, I talked about Redmond. Redmond, they had 102,000 feet of industrial in January. And I shared with the listeners that we'd already absorbed 16,000 feet in the fourth quarter of 2024. Now we're at 93,000 feet. So you'd say, oh, great, we absorbed another 9,400 feet. Oh, no, no, it gets better than that. Because when I took my measurements, there were two great big buildings in Redmond that came on the market and were completely leased up in about a four-week window.
Wow.
If you know the north end of Redmond, north of the Home Depot is a building that has the name Tech, T-E-C. It's a firm out of Portland, and they sell tractor trailers. They actually sell the Volvo and the tractor trailer, the actual truck. And they shut down. It's a 29,000-foot building, 6 acres of land. The owner put it on the market on a Monday. On a Tuesday, they had 7 offers to lease it. And I can announce that Equipment Share, huge rental company, leased it. And there's 29,000 feet on and off the market in literally 18 days.
Wow.
We put a 28,000-foot space for lease in the Redmond Industrial Park on the market at the same time. BaseX leased 28,000 feet. So you had the 28,000 feet, the 29,000 feet, the we had 66,000 feet of positive absorption in the industrial sector in Redmond in a 14-week window. Why is that? Well, they have the space. The buildings have the electricity hooked up to them. And these tenants are saying, look, of the negatives that Brian's talking about, the positive is Deschutes County is one of 3 counties in the state, I've been preaching this for years, that grew. It was Washington County, Marion County, just Salem, and Deschutes County, the only 3 that grew. So these companies are like, hey, we're going to where the growth is. So this is huge news, huge boon for Redmond. Amen.
The town, the city that gets it.
Yeah, yeah, they're taking advantage of the market. Good for them.
All right. Anything more?
Yeah, so we look at industrial land. I've been preaching this for a while. At the end of the day, there's virtually no industrial land that you can buy in Bend to build on. And now I can share there's only 3 lots for sale in Redmond. There were 17 lots on the market 1 year ago today. Our firm sold 8 of them. 7 of those lots were sold to owner users who are in the middle of permitting. Also, they got in and made their order on electricity. They ordered that like last year. Okay, I said it in January. I still am high on Prineville. Guys, if you take away all the land, the developers and the demand, they'll either go to Prineville or they're going to go to like Idaho or Montana or something like that. So we've been gobbling it up. If we talk about office, we see very, very few buildings sold. 2 buildings sold in Bend over the past, for the year, and 2 sold in Redmond. When you look at office leasing, in Bend, there were 60 buildings for lease with 252,000 feet, and that was positive absorption. That was good news, right? 122,000 feet. But yesterday, I took a report, there's 83 office buildings for lease with almost 400,000 feet. So that's an increase, or what we say, negative absorption of almost 141,000 feet in 12 weeks. That's very concerning. We are gobbling up the 1,000, the 1,500, the 2,000-foot suites. And of those 83 office listings in Bend, 43 of them, they're over 2,500 feet. So they're the 3, the 5, the 10,000. So yeah, there's some positives in there. There's some negatives. Sorry.
Well, what's your final prediction?
All right. So here's good news. Massive positive absorption of industrial space in Redmond. That's great. Sale prices for industrial buildings and small office buildings are at a record high. So if you're looking at selling, you'll be able to sell. Elk Lake, that was a wonderful sale. Almost 5 years. Sale of 14 acres in Redmond to a new employer. That's a big deal. Deschutes County, still growing. Final prediction. If Trump is a sales guy that I think he is, all of a sudden he's going to revoke these tariffs. I don't know when. None of the consumers know when. Maybe it's August. Maybe it's November. But he can play that literally in his Trump card, and he can make that decision. He doesn't have to go to Congress. So that'll spur consumer spending, and as long as demand for commercial real estate continues in Central Oregon and we can supply it, we're going to be in good shape.
All right. Brian Fratsky, Fratsky Commercial. How do folks get a hold of you?
Go on to Google or whatever your search tool is and just type in F-R-A-T, Z as in zebra, K-E, commercial, And anyone of our team would love to talk to you and help you out.
All right. Brian, always great to see you, and we'll be talking soon.
Thank you very much, Frank. Have a great week.
FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND.